Friday, June 4th, 2021. Welcome into the Stu Peters Show. Breaking today exclusively on this program, we're going to go live to Florida. We're going to talk with Brittany Galvin. She was featured in a self-recorded video on this program yesterday during my segment with Dr. Jane Ruby. She got jabbed last month. She had the Moderna shot. She absolutely regrets it. Now, her issues began when she was experiencing adverse side effects, not feeling so well. The magnet test that everyone would love for you to believe is a hoax. All the videos that you've seen all over TikTok and other social media platforms. Doctors have been very standoffish about this thing, saying that they need more evidence. The CDC, in their literature, specifically says, no, receiving a COVID-19 vaccine will not make you magnetic, including at the site of vaccination, which is usually their arm. They want you to believe that you're crazy for believing your eyes, what you're actually witnessing all over social media, all of these stories. They are lying. Brittany's arm is where it started. But as you saw yesterday in this video, metal objects are sticking to her all over her body, including on her forehead and on her cheek. Her doctors were skeptical. They could not believe their eyes when they themselves conducted the tests in the hospital. Brittany has now been admitted to that hospital with a very serious diagnosis, and she will be here today exclusively to tell her story. Now, from what we know, she will be the first patient in the United States of America that we know of to have a diagnosis that is confirmed by a medical provider, by a team of neurologists, to be as a direct result of the jab, the so-called vaccine, the shot in the arm. Again, we will go live to Florida to Brittany Galvin shortly. Meanwhile, Moderna is ramping up to jab your 12 to 17-year-old children as their presser, just released yesterday, says that they've, quote, met their primary endpoints. Now, they plan to submit data to regulators any day now that will allow for the inoculation of your children to begin almost immediately. Now, if you missed yesterday's show, it's important that you know about a very well-hidden study. Just recapping here, trial data being kept very quiet shows that 86% of children that participated in the Pfizer trials had adverse reactions ranging from mild to serious. 86%. Why isn't the media talking about this? Well, because they're in on it. They're making bank. Billions of dollars being funneled into this legacy, mainstream, fake news propaganda machine known as the media. Funded by the globalists, the White House offering to buy you a beer, free donuts in some places, free lap dances for a year in Vegas, as reported here by Deanna Lorraine, free flights for a year on certain airline carriers, Ohio's governor, Mike DeWine, offering $1 million in a lottery if you subject yourself to the jab. Why are they trying so desperately to push you toward this needle? Unprecedented. This has never before happened in the history of vaccines in America or the world that I am aware of. And yet nobody in the world of legacy journalism is standing up to wave the flag of caution. The Fauci lies are being exposed as the crew here at the Stu Peters Show continues to go through the infamous emails with a fine-tooth comb. We brought your attention yesterday to Christina Cassetti, who was seemingly asked by Fauci to cover up and discredit ways to stop the spread of the virus back in February of 2020. Nitric oxide was one of those studies. It's now been all but confirmed that the virus did come from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, funded by Fauci, funded by the Obama administration, yet Fauci continues to play the softball media that drools over his appearance on their mainstream, major, and cable broadcast so-called news networks. Cassetti, as we reported here, is directly tied to the Italians as well and has been engineering viruses for many years with the U.S. ally that was involved in the hijacking of an election, according to Maria Zach, who broke the news on this show also, that these were also the same people responsible for setting up George Papadopoulos and spying on President Donald J. Trump. In Alabama, Christopher Keyes was on this show last week celebrating victory, as he stood against tyranny in the face of a board of education that wanted to require kids to wear masks for the entire school year when they returned next fall. This fall, he was escorted out of that meeting. He was later arrested at a store, but not before dropping paperwork on them and threatening court action. Now, because of that paperwork provided by Lewis Ewing to Christopher Keyes, the board has since announced that their policy has been revised. Masks will now be optional. In addition to lifting that mask mandate for kids, the children in that district will also not be required to show proof of vaccination, thank God, to attend school in the fall. Now, Keyes appeared on this program for an interview to announce that victory. We like to celebrate positive wins. He has now since lost his job as what appears to be very clear retaliation from his boss who doesn't agree with Christopher's politics. His boss was caught on tape, we have the tapes, firing him while admitting that Christopher was the best employee he's ever had. Keyes has never missed a day, but was terminated for standing up for our children. He will join us exclusively in just a few minutes after we go live to Brittany Galvin, again diagnosed with what's known as Guillain-Barré, a serious disease that, according to her neurologist, was caused by the Moderna vaccine. Guys, we know the plan to topple our entire political system and force complete subservience to the state. It is the globalist agenda. A huge part of that plan is the pushing of transgenderism, feminizing and demasculinizing men, weakening the males of our society, watering down any potential opposition that they may face, coming for your guns, weakening our military, softening our police officers. It's all part of the agenda, and it's here. Don't think for one second that it's not. Now, they've been using hormones in our food supply, putting things in our water. Studies have been done. That's not a conspiracy theory. It's been proven. Now, we've been in communication with a man that had a multi-million dollar company that was banned by the federal government. Why was it banned? Well, because it worked. His products work. Now, you've heard of HGH. Lawsuits and controversy surrounding the human growth hormone became a public spectacle due to professional athletes and its proven capabilities. It's a proven substance. Your body naturally produces HGH, and as we age, it produces less. As we're introduced to these engineered hormones in our food and otherwise indoctrinated in society by these woke people, men have inherently become weaker. It's a fact. Now, after being in communication with this man, after many lawyers have become involved, we have now been able to bring it back right here on the Stu Peter Show. Deer in New Zealand are being used for this product. Why deer in New Zealand, Stu? Well, because their velvet, the velvet on their antlers in general, grow faster than anywhere else in the world, because in this herd of deer in New Zealand, the concentration of a substance called IGF-1 is higher than that of any other herd. It's found in the tips of their antlers. It helps their antlers grow faster. IGF-1 is what helps your body recover. It's what rejuvenates you. It's what makes you stronger, faster, better. These products are made from this deer herd and the velvet on their antlers, and it's available right now. Go to keystolife.shop. It's right here on the screen, keystolife.shop. That's where you can find all of these amazing products, not just this one. And why would they ban something that works? Well, let's talk about cancer. Why would anyone want to cure something when trillions of dollars can be made treating it? They don't care about you or if you die. They don't want you to know about this stuff, anything that works, which is why it was banned and why the company's owner had a gag order placed on him for a period of 10 years. He was not allowed to, or is not allowed to, push or promote any supplement product, but we are, and it's here. The same great product is here. We are making men men again. Now, if you go to keystolife.shop right now, put any product on auto ship, you'll receive any product absolutely free. So if you auto ship, for example, the cheapest product on the site, you pick the highest end product and you get it absolutely free. Look it up. Believe me, it works. Go to keystolife.shop right now. Keystolife.shop. Go to keystolife.shop right now. Again, that's keystolife.shop. Christopher Keyes coming up, as well as Brittany Galvin. We will check in with Dr. Jane Ruby after we talk to Brittany. A very packed show here. The Stu Peter Show is on. Stick around. We'll be right back. Yesterday on the Stu Peter Show, we showed you a video. It was a self-recorded video, one of many that we have now discovered on Brittany Galvin's social media accounts. Here she is placing metal objects on her face, which seem to be sticking as if she's magnetized. These things all started happening to her after she received the Moderna shot. She's now been hospitalized and diagnosed with, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Guillain-Barré syndrome, a very serious diagnosis. And according to her neurologist, this diagnosis was caused directly by the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Brittany joins us now live from her hospital room in Florida, where she's undergoing her first rounds of treatment for this diagnosis. Brittany, thank you so much for being here. First of all, I'm so incredibly sorry that you're dealing with this. I want to thank you for your bravery on behalf of all of your brothers and sisters here in our country for coming forward, using your experience to warn your fellow Americans. It's very noble, and I appreciate that.
Thank you, Stu. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So first of all, just to clear this up, have you ever in your history ever had any autoimmune diseases?
I have had an autoimmune disease, yes. I have rheumatoid arthritis. I was diagnosed about 4 years ago, and I've been in remission for a couple of years.
Okay. Do you have, any, other than the rheumatoid arthritis, do you have any other pre-existing conditions prior to the shot?
No, nothing that I have experienced. No, nothing.
Okay.
I've never had heart conditions. I've never had seizures. I've never had whatever they're calling it, neuropathy. I've never had any of this.
Okay. So you're in a hospital in Florida. What hospital are you in?
I'm in a hospital.
Okay. And are you comfortable giving us the name of your doctor who said that this was as a direct result of the Moderna shot?
His name is
Dr. Specialty is that Dr. What specialty? What's his specialty?
He's a neurologist.
Okay. So what kinds of tests did they do or did they tell you that they conducted to determine your diagnosis?
So that's interesting because this is actually my third trip to a hospital in the last 2 weeks. Since the second Moderna shot, I have been here three times. Once was via an ambulance and a 911 phone call. The second one was after I was released. I came back to the ER due to my symptoms still continuing. And this is now the third time that I've been here. So I've had and undergone a lot of tests. I have had every blood test you can think of. I have had every neuro test you can think of, including, I think they call them EED or EEG, and the brain MRIs. I've had three CTs, three brain MRIs, MRIs of my lower back. I had a lumbar puncture, so a spinal tap. I've had everything you can think of. So yesterday, right before I was about to be released by the team, because once again, they were believing, you know, or not just, I don't want to say believing, they weren't able to understand what was happening to me other than a diagnosis of pericarditis, which is of the heart, which again, I've never had before. Other than that, they couldn't figure out what else was going on. So they immediately always just say, you know, it's stress, anxiety. So they were about to release me and the neuro team walked in. And when the neuro team walked in, everything changed. They had received some results from my puncture.
Okay. And those results, the neuro team told you, was as a direct result of the injection, the Moderna shot being called a vaccine.
He did. He said it was from the Moderna shot. I'm not the first patient that this has happened to. A lot of doctors and nurses here actually have told me that they are seeing a lot of side effects. A common response is that we see it with a lot of vaccines. But I didn't hear that from my doctor. What my doctor told me is that this is something he has seen from the Moderna shot specifically. There was another young lady here recently that had the exact same thing. I asked him, I said, are you reporting it to VAERS, the system? And he said, yes, he is. I have already reported it on my second hospital stay. I put in the report and I actually received the acknowledgement yesterday from VAERS that they did receive and they acknowledged my report. So there should be two reports going in on me now.
So how long after you got the injection did you begin experiencing symptoms that you know now are as a result of this Guillain-Barré?
So looking back, that's another interesting question, because looking back after my first injection, I did have some of what I'm, you know, explaining with my legs. So imagine walking through the room and you feel like you're walking through mud or through cement. So you can walk, but you feel so unsteady and they're so heavy. My feet were so heavy. And this was maybe 4 or 5 hours after the first dose. I got chills and crinkles all over my body. A lot of what a lot of people are experiencing with the fever and stuff like that went away as fast as it came. So I'd say 48 hours and then I was fine. I was afraid of the second dose. I put it off as long as I could. I actually went, so after, I think you have to go 28 days, if that's correct, someone may correct me, 28 days in between doses. If you don't go on the 28th day, you have 14 days beyond that. That's your, you know,
absolute cutoff or whatever.
Yeah, right. That's the absolute cutoff. So I went on the 14th day after. I was so afraid to get the second shot because I had autoimmune in the past. So I thought, man, I've heard that this isn't going to be good for me. And if the first one was bad, I'm afraid of the second. I got the second one. and I actually experienced nothing right away. Second one wasn't bad at all. I didn't even have the pain in the arm like I did the first one. It wasn't until 13 days after that I had what we now know was not a seizure, but I seized up. I completely seized up and fainted on the floor, couldn't walk. My head was tingly. My ears were hot. My head was pounding with pain. I mean, the most incredible pain you can think of. And I ended up calling 911. And by the time the paramedics got there, my entire body was what I call seizing up. So originally the doctors thought I had a stroke or a seizure.
Did they tell you with this Guillain-Barré, if there is such a thing as a mild case or a severe one, where you lie on that spectrum? Have you gone and do a severe or an acute episode other than the one that you explained? I mean, I would consider that to be a severe or an acute episode, right?
Right. I'm acute. I'm holding the paperwork that he printed out for me. He printed out some stuff so I could better explain it to people. And I may be saying this wrong, but it's the Guillain-Barré as well as the pericarditis, as long as something called the postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome.
Tachycardia.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So I totally messed that up.
No, that's fine.
So the Guillain, as far as the Guillain-Barré goes, it is an acute Guillain-Barré with primarily small fiber involvement. And then I've also lost my reflexes on my ankles and my knees already.
So your case, as far as we knew here at our show, is the first case in the United States where a doctor is saying unequivocally, yes, this is a result of the Moderna vaccine. So, but your doctor, your neurologist is telling you that they have seen this before. Do you have any idea why doctors aren't out here waving the flags of caution, jumping in front of every camera that they can get in front of, cautioning people that this is happening if it has so happened before? Because the legacy media, the mainstream media, the drive-by media, the major broadcast networks, the cable so-called news outlets, they have not said a word about any of this to anybody. Can you speculate as to why that might be?
I noticed that the news hasn't said anything, because when I call and tell my family members what's happening with me, I actually spoke to my mom last night. She lives in Utah, and I told her, and she said, I haven't seen any of that on the news. But the nurses and the doctors are well aware of it, and they have no problem talking to me about it. As a matter of fact, all three ER visits, the first question they asked me was, did you have a shot, and when was it, and which one was it? So they are well aware that these side effects are coming in like crazy. I overheard some when I first went to the first hospital. It was called Memorial Hospital. That was the first hospital because it's close to my house and it was an emergency. I overheard nurses saying that that's basically what was coming in. A lot of heart conditions, a lot of heart and chest pains, a lot of people having numbness in their legs. And so I heard them talking. And of course I caught on to it, because at this point I'm thinking to myself, there's no other excuse for what's happening to me. I've never had a seizure in my life. I've never had heart and chest pains. And at the time I thought maybe I had, you know, a stroke. I've never had any of that ever in my life. So I was listening to everything, and I've been observing, and nobody seems to be really in denial. They don't. I don't know why the news isn't talking
other than
about
the media. The media is in complete denial, yeah, and they're going to spin this thing completely.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't feel like the medical staff that I have encountered is, other than maybe one, is denying anything of a connection. I believe that the media just doesn't care to report on it.
Interesting. So on your social media, particularly your Instagram account, is where Dr. Jane Ruby had first discovered you. She brought your self-recorded video to our program yesterday. I got a hold of you last night. I've gone through some of your posts. You are being very candid, very open. Is that because you want to warn people about this?
I do. So, you know, I hear a lot that I'm faking it, or like when I started the metal, it was like, oh, you're just sweaty. You're just that. When it started, I thought it was funny, and I just thought it was a joke. And now looking at people's videos, when I see them laughing, I think to myself, gosh, they need to slow down, because they could be me. Reality is, we all know what's been going on the last year. Regardless of what we believe, it's been probably the craziest times any of us have ever seen. I mean, I know it is for me and anyone I talk to, and we don't really know what they're putting in these vaccines. And I will be honest and candid, like you've seen on my social media, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I was never for this vaccine. I got it for my career so I could get back to work and not be working from home and go back to making money. And, you know, my career, I felt like it was safer for me to do that for my clients. And, you know, that's what my company believes in. And I did that. And the reason I've gone so public with it is because I feel like it's the biggest mistake I've ever made. You know, I didn't listen to myself. I listened to the media and I listened to the shaming and I listened to the commercials saying and the broadcast saying that if you didn't have a vaccine, you had to sit in a certain spot. I mean, I felt like we were on a movie and I didn't want to be that dirty person. I didn't want to be that person who didn't do what we were supposed to do. So I went forward with it and I went against my gut. I told you I went on the 14th day. I mean, as a matter of fact, I remember telling the pharmacist if I had to wait. There were like two people ahead of me. And I told them, if you don't do it now, I'm walking out. I was that hesitant. So the reason I'm coming so forward is because I do want to warn people. This is not fake. It's not made up. And it's not just some minor thing. Just because it's not happening to you doesn't mean it's not happening to your sister or your brother or your friend or your mom. And all of these people who have been so worried about people dying from COVID, why aren't you worried about them dying from the vaccine? I am a healthy individual, 35 years old, 3 children, married to a deputy, have a house, have a, you know, a German Shepherd. I have a life at home. Do you think I want to be sitting in a hospital wondering if I'm going to be paralyzed the rest of my life? And I don't even know if it's going to get worse. I was told today I can't get up to go to the bathroom because it is getting worse. Who wants to hear that at 35 from taking a vaccine? So I am doing this to warn people. And if people don't like it, they can scroll on. But, you know, I do have a lot of people on there with feedback that they've said, you know, I don't know if you saw where I did the poll and I said, me coming forward and telling you my story and documenting my story, has it changed your mind on a sense of at least looking out for yourself, at least doing the research? 90% of the vote said yes. So I know I'm making a difference and that's why I continue to do it.
Wow. There are people that obviously, they have been brainwashed by the media. They have been told to believe a certain thing. We showed earlier in the show here today a CDC document that says specifically, can you become magnetized from the vaccination? The answer is no. Nowhere in your body will this happen. Now, your doctors have specifically seen this. They have acknowledged that you are magnetic in a sense.
Not only have they seen it, they've placed it on my body. They did 2 x-rays on me, which I have no problem showing you that documentation so you can show it to your viewers. They did 2 x-rays, and in the x-ray description, you know how they have to put a description of why they're doing the test? They put possible foreign object because they were looking for a piece of metal. The MRI tech took the spoon that I had it put on my arm, took it off of my tray. This was at Memorial when it first started. Took it to the MRI room with us. When I was in the MRI, he was playing around with the spoon, doing it to himself, filming himself, showing it to his friends, laughing about it. When I got out, I said, oh, did you try it? He said, yeah, it sticks to me too. It's happening everywhere. It happens to me. My nurses have seen it. They've done it to me. My doctors have seen it. They've done it to me. And their responses are, they don't know what's happening. They don't, because that's the truth. The truth is they don't know what's happening.
They don't know what's in this either. They don't get educated on what's in the vaccine. They just get told to administer it.
Right. And that's exactly my problem and why I'm calling awareness. Half of the people on my page following me are medical staff. And I've had so many private messages telling me, see, I knew something was up. I'm so glad I'm following you. And now that, you know, people are coming forward and testimonies are coming forward, you know, back a few minutes ago when you asked about the side effects and what I noticed, looking back, a lot of those side effects were side effects from the vaccine that I didn't know. I didn't know that that's what it was, sticking metal to my body. I mean, I had stomach issues, the seizure, all of that I wouldn't have known.
So the people that say, well, you know, keys aren't magnetic. Pennies, coins, they're not magnetic. She's obviously making this up. To them, you say what?
Well, coins can be magnetic, actually. What I say is to go to even Google, because we all don't like Google, right? But even Google shows that one. So if they want to say coins aren't magnetic, typically they're not. But over time, I don't know if it's manufacturers or who produces the coins, the government, whatever, they have gotten cheaper with it.
Yeah. And so, and it doesn't matter because, I mean, we've seen it and we watched you putting it and we could see that it was pulling itself. Sure.
And then when they have another excuse and they say, well, you're just sweaty. That's when I washed my arm off. So at first I try to show people that, no, this is real. When they still don't believe it, I tell them, try it for themselves, try it on yourself. And I can't tell you how many videos that I've received of somebody who was a non-believer who was calling me a liar, videoing themselves, putting one of them was like a bullhorn, like this big, literally this big, putting it on her shoulder and it sat there on the side of her arm.
I've seen people putting their smartphones on their skin and it's sticking.
Yeah.
Why do you think that the entire world is in denial about this? Why do you think that there's such a big push to keep your story and stories like yours a total secret and call it a conspiracy theory or a hoax? What's your opinion on that?
My personal opinion is there's obviously a bigger agenda. There's something in this vaccine that they don't want us to know about. And, you know, I've been going back and forth on the ingredients in it and the SM-102 and the nanoparticles, and I've been researching a lot of it, and it just doesn't make sense why they wouldn't just admit that that stuff is in it. You know, even some places have come forward and admitted that it's in it. I mean, if you call Moderna directly, they'll admit that those, you know, materials are in the vaccine. But the reason they're denying it doesn't make sense to me. So there has to be a bigger agenda. I don't understand why they're pushing it so hard. I don't understand why they're pushing on children when they say children weren't affected by COVID in the first place. I don't understand why when I called my rheumatologist to ask him if I needed this vaccine, the secretary came on the line without even asking the doctor, telling me we're recommending it to all patients. That was extremely alarming to me. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. None of it. I don't know. I don't know, Sue. I don't know what the answer to that is. I just know that it's not right and there's something they're trying to hide. I will tell you, they've been censoring me on my own videos. How do you fact check something that's actually happening?
I see it.
I mean, I did it live. I went on live video. How do you fact check my own life and my own video?
They fact checked the pioneer of the mRNA technology.
A
co-founder of the company that manufactured the shot that is now causing this damage to you. They fact-checked him as if Jack Dorsey has some knowledge that is superior to Luigi's. It's insane.
Right.
What is the one thing that you want everybody to know at the conclusion of our talk here? Millions of people are going to see this. What do you want to directly say to them?
There's a lot that I want to say. I just feel that if you're sitting here and you're watching this, whether you're in denial or whether you believe it, question it. Because what knowledge do we have if we don't question it? You know, science, everyone wants to talk about science. Last I checked, science was all about questioning, you know, the ability for something to do something and finding out what's really inside of it and what makes it work. It wasn't just completely denying it. So the people who are mocking me and making fun of me and people like me, some of us won't be alive, you know, here in months or days or weeks. Some of us won't be here because of this vaccine. So pay attention, do your research. And when I mean do your research, don't just watch mainstream media, actually do your research. Look at the inserts for the vaccines. Call your pharmacist and ask questions. Start asking your doctors questions. Put the metal on your body yourself and see if it works, because I guarantee it does. And just pay attention. Pay attention. Because there's nothing else we can do right now but pay attention.
If somebody has a job that requires this inoculation, if somebody is attending a university that says you can't come back on campus unless you get this thing, what would you say to them? Is it worth it?
No. There's another job.
There's another job. There's another university, right?
There's another job. There's another university, and your life is not worth your education.
Yeah. Well, for
if you can't walk, how are you going to be a doctor?
Yeah.
I mean, you can from a wheelchair. I don't want to put that off. But if you can't walk, how are you going to go to school? How are you going to, you know, do all these things? If you can't talk because it comes up to the rest of your body and then it stops your heart, and how are you going? The point was, how are you going to be a doctor if you're dead?
Man. For you and for your three kids and for your husband, mm-hmm. I want you to know that you're in the prayers of myself and my family and millions of people. That's not cliche. I'm not just saying that to say that. You really are. By name, we pray
that.
For you. And I want you to keep us updated. You have my personal cell phone number. I would really like you to just keep me updated for my own purposes. You don't have to come back here if you're not comfortable. We appreciate your bravery. Everything
it's a bit
that you're
scary.
Doing. Yeah. I would imagine that it is very scary.
I'm scared of the diagnosis, but it's a bit scary coming forward. You know, it's the way that they've been censoring me is I keep joking about it, but I'm kind of not joking. I'm waiting for the men in black to show up outside of my door. It's scary the way that they are censoring me and coming at me. They've done this new thing where I'll notice in 1 hour. So you notice I've probably got, 24,000 viewers on there. And it's been shown millions of times, but within 1 hour, I'll have 500 bots or something come at me and just tell me they wish I was dead and I should just die and all these comments on my page. And so it's just a bit, it's a bit scary, but I feel like people like you who are, helping to raise awareness, if I have them behind me and praying for me and we all kind of band together, maybe we could make a difference. And people like that, those bots and the people coming after me, if they don't back down, they'll be shoved down.
Well, if I was on a major broadcast network, if I had signed the contracts that were in front of me just a couple of months ago, if I was funded by the same globalists that are profiting from the manufacturing of the very shot that has rendered you in the position that you are right now, we wouldn't be afforded this opportunity. God is great. And he's going to do tremendous things
yes,
in your
he
life.
Is.
Brittany Galvin,
yes.
All the best. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you. Take care.
Wow. We knew it was coming, but it's like the loss of a family member. Even if they have a long-term illness, something's going to happen. It doesn't make it any easier when it actually does happen. And it's not any easier now, even that we knew that this was going to be coming for so many hundreds of thousands or potentially millions of people. It doesn't make it any easier to deal with it, especially when you hear directly from the source like that, when you talk to somebody like Brittany Galvin, who I know will be in your prayers. And Brittany Galvin, just so you know, as for my household and the household of millions of people that gather here on the Stu Peter Show every single day, the power of prayer is going to be with you. That's why we're here. We all gather and we stand together. We stand for our kids. We stand for you. We stand for our republic. We stand in the face of tyranny. We stand on the very feet that should be wrapped in these step-on socks that you can see on the bottom of the screen right here, steponsocks.com. We only do business with Patriots. These are 100% Patriot design, 100% cotton socks. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Get yourself a 3-pack, red, white, and blue. And guess what? The names of all of our enemies written right on the bottom so you can step on these snakes all day long. Fauci, Obama, Gates, Pelosi, Biden, the Clinton crime family, they're all on the bottom so you can step on them all day long. Put your feet up on the desk when you go to work. Send a pack anonymously to your neighbor. Father's Day is coming up. Makes a great gift idea. By my math, let's see, there's 7 days in a week. If you're like me, some days you might need multiple pairs of socks if you're working outside or something. They get sweaty, they get dirty, or because you want to show them off, they're not going to stay clean all day long. So maybe 9 pairs of socks for a week will work. That's 3 3-packs. Just get over there right now for $17.76. You get yourself a 3-pack. Multiply that by 3. And you're doing yourself and everybody else a favor. Best way to support this platform is by supporting our sponsors, and you get something great in return when you go to steponsocks.com right now. Make sure that you get over there right now. Go to steponsocks.com. Well, as we continue to break news and talk about everything that the mainstream media will not talk about, the stuff that will get you banned from Twitter, shadow banned, or removed from Facebook, demonetized and blocked on YouTube or Instagram, that's because we're talking about the truth. Why else would you suppress it? Why else would you go so fervently after it if it didn't threaten the globalist platform? And when we talk about threatening platforms, you have to start thinking about things in a certain light, in my opinion. And during the break, I was just thinking to myself about the people who are so out of touch, so lost, so brainwashed, so far gone by this legacy media, this indoctrination, a successful psyop that's being performed in our country right now. And at what point do you just write them off and fight for yourself? Well, some people are not that selfish. And a lot of people will fight for others, even if it doesn't impact themselves personally. Christopher Key is a good example of that. You might remember his appearance on this program not too long ago. As a matter of fact, it was within the last 10 days. Christopher Key down in Alabama confronted the Board of Education in his city. He got thrown out of that meeting because he wasn't wearing a mask. They said, there's no order being taken here. There's not enough order here for us to continue. He was walked out by this condescending woman. The police were waiting for him in the parking lot. He was later arrested at a Whole Foods for not wearing a mask. They have just weaponized the system against people who embrace liberty, who crave and have a thirst for freedom, who want to hold on to their constitutional rights, while every violating body in our government is coming down on you, and it seems like nobody can do anything about it. Well, he went after him. And he went in there and he dropped paperwork on him. He threatened to come after them, not only just publicly, but also privately. He threatened to come after each one of those individuals personally that sits on that board of educators. And he threatened to subpoena the governor, threatened to subpoena the attorney general, and now he's going to have his chance to do that. Because of his efforts there in Alabama, that board released a statement saying that they will no longer require masks, that students will have the option whether or not they wear masks in school. Well, according to the report that we received from Dr. Ruby here on this program yesterday, that's wonderful because wearing masks is now proven to cause long-term damage. There are an unprecedented amount of young children that are now being diagnosed with mold infections in their lungs from wearing these masks. We showed you a picture of one of the masks that Dr. Ruby provided to the Stu Peters Show yesterday. So Christopher Key takes this to the board. He wins, right? Wrong. He loses. What did he lose? He lost his job. That's right. Christopher Key spoke out on this program, and as a result of going public, his boss fired him. Said that he broke his trust. This is happening all over the country. We are joined now by that man, Christopher Key, who has now been fired from his job in Alabama. You've never missed a day at work. You are quoted as being one of the best or the best employee that the company ever had. Yet when your boss found out that you were doing this interview, found out what your political stance was, that you were standing up for our kids, you have now since lost your job. Fill us in.
Yes, Stu. 2 days ago, my boss man informed me that I am no longer employed at the company. And this is something that is very sad for me, Stu, because as you know, with my court order, I couldn't practice in my field. So this is a job I've had for the last 6 years. Never missed a day of work. He says I'm the best employee he's ever had. Never been written up, never broken anything as far as any kind of rules and whatnot. And this is a very, this job is a job as a mover, Stu. You know, my degree is in exercise physiology and kinesiology, and I took this job so I could support my kids and put them through college. And now, because of standing up for these children and doing things the right way, he has now fired me from my job.
Did he give you any kind of an explanation as to really why he's firing you, or is he just trying to fluff this? Has he contacted attorneys? And is he trying to basically cover his own keister legally now because he knows that he has made a mistake?
Well, I mean, again, his whole thing for firing me, what he said was that I broke his trust. And I'm like, broke your trust? How'd I break your trust, Brad? You know, I had no idea by doing an interview, you know, in a conference room that is not yours, that is owned by the Morningstar, that I okayed with the manager that morning, okayed to do this story. I had no idea this would bother you. And if it would, I would have never done it. And I told him, I was like, please forgive me and I'll never do it again. But, you know, I need this job to support my children and whatnot. And he's like, I can't move forward with this, you know. This is something, you know, with what you're doing and what's going on with you, you know, I think it's distracting you and I want no part of it. And you're fired.
And,
you know,
and what it is that you're doing that's distracting you is fighting tyranny, standing up against the Board of Education in your state, who, because of your efforts now, that Board of Education has revised their policies. They have lifted the mandatory mask mandate. They have made masks optional. They will not require proof of inoculation for kids to return to school in the fall. Because of your efforts, you could have saved the lives of several hundred or thousand kids. And now that's going to have a trickling effect of other people are going to stand up because of your bravery. They're going to learn how they can do this by being persistent against these tyrants. And because of those efforts, you have now lost your job. I mean, it's absolutely mind-boggling what's happening here. This is the United States of America, Christopher.
I thought it was, you know, but again, my boss, we have very different political views. You know, I hate to say this, but he's a libtard. And, you know, but we've never had any issues. He has allowed me to not wear a mask because he knew I wouldn't, and that didn't bother him, but it did bother him because he wore a mask. But he knew my stances, and I showed him that, you know, he couldn't force me to, because, you know, I didn't want to sue him. And that's the whole thing with this. This is a small business. It's a very small business. And I don't want to sue him and his company, because those are the little guys. And I want to go after the big corporations. But here it is now, you know, the only job I can have and do because of the court order against me, I can't even do that now. You know, I can't even work with something that I didn't like to do, but I did it to support my children. And I can't even do that because I'm standing up for kids. I mean, I couldn't sleep the last two nights. I don't understand why or what. For doing what I'm doing, I'm being punished. And that's what I told him. I said, why are you punishing me for doing what I enjoyed doing? But it has nothing to, it never affects my work, Stu. It has never affected my work. He knows that. He says that. But he can't get past it because he said I broke his trust by doing an interview with you and with other people in the facility that was a conference room. You know, and I did it there because I thought it looked more professional, you know, and I don't know what else to say, Stu. It's just, I don't understand.
Well, you're in the right place right now. I see that you're at the Red Pill event. You're certainly awake. You had a multi-million dollar company that was shut down by the federal government because your products work. We advertised those products on the Stu Peters Show. We've been in contact with you, and you've been in contact with several lawyers to be able to introduce these products again. And we're doing that. But because of the fact that you have gag orders, you're only allowed to talk about your personal experience. And I don't want to get into this because of attorneys and because of laws and everything else. We're just doing what we do. But to provide for your family, you take a job that you don't necessarily like. You know that you have to have it to provide for your family. You're out here trying to advocate for our kids. You lost your job. You now have a GoFundMe account, which we're going to put over at StuPeters.tv. We'll make sure that that is at StuPeters.tv with this. It's breaking, folks, right now. I mean, this is the United States of America. Christopher Key has now lost his job for standing up against tyranny. Unbelievable. We have your back, and all these patriots that are here at this program also have your back. There will be God has you, number one, and number two, there will be employers out there that are going to be banging down your door wanting somebody with your tenacity, with your testicular fortitude, and with your bravery to come and work with them. But you know what? I don't believe that you're going to need it anytime soon, because we're doing fantastic things and you're a huge part of it. What else? Any final words here? I'm at a loss.
Final words too is I've got no job now and I'm unemployed. So this is the time for me to go around the country. And for those people that don't want to stand up to the school boards of education, I'll be happy to come do it for you. People don't realize this school board of education I stood up for, my kids don't go to that school board. I had nothing to do with my children. I just knew it had to be done for the children of the world. And that's what I'm going to do from here on out is do this, because we've got paperwork now. What I did, Stu, that made them stand down is I used fear and intimidation against them, like they used for us. So they know fear is a huge motivator. So I used it against them. And I put the paperwork specifically together that said that we could sue every single one of those individuals directly for fraud, because what they're doing when they tell these children that they have to be vaccinated, they have to wear masks, they are committing fraud. And they can be prosecuted criminally, and I'm going to prosecute every single one of them.
Good for you. Christopher Key, he was, by the way, also arrested at a store there in his state of Alabama. You're standing up against tyranny. It's not an easy battle, but you are doing it, and for that, we thank you very much. Breaking right here on the Stu Peters Show.
In that case, Stu, is coming up June 9th, and that's going to get really interesting, because we're going to bring the governor of Alabama in. We're going to subpoena her. We're going to subpoena the medical advisor. We're going to subpoena the attorney general. And we're going to make them prove in open court that the reason why I was arrested was because there is a pandemic. And they're not going to be able to do that, because they're not going to be able to present the evidence to show that the virus is isolated. Their case is going to fall apart. And then I'm going to go after Amazon. And then I'm going to go after the president and everybody else.
We're going to follow your story. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you for your bravery. We'll see you very soon. Christopher Key.
Yeah, don't forget the GoFundMe page.
We'll get it in there.
Thank you, Stu.
Of course. Here's a guy just standing in the face of tyranny and not doing it for his kids. He doesn't even have kids that go to that school. And there he is fighting. Then he loses his job. So he could buckle. He could be down in the dumps. He could give up. He could crumble under the pressure. He could say, no, I've had enough of the fight. But no, what is he going to do now? Instead of crying about it, he's going to get up and come to your city and help fight for your kids. That is what patriotism is all about. Standing with each other, fighting for one another. I'm telling you, I'm so happy that I did not sell out to the corporate media. to the big broadcasting network that offered me all this money and whatever, blah, blah, blah. All they wanted to do was water down the platform, but instead we stuck here, and I'm so glad that we're being rewarded for it, because this platform is growing as we grow together, as you share this, and it's also helping our sponsors grow. We only do business with America First Patriots. You know, Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management, steponsocks.com, keystolife.shop. Make sure you get over there. K-E-Y-S, the number 2.shop. Making men men again. And of course, our CBD company, Ver Forever, veteran owned, all the products sourced right here in the United States. Now, CBD has made an incredible difference in my life. Arthritis pain, gone, cured. I couldn't even move my arm. My left shoulder was so riddled with pain. When I got out of bed in the morning, I'm telling you guys, I couldn't even move. I couldn't reach the top of my steering wheel. I got full range of motion, no pain. I don't wince in pain anymore. It doesn't take me 2 hours in the morning to lube up the shoulder to get going. No, because of Verve Forever CBD. Now, they're not just limited to the pain creams that help you with your joint, muscle, and ligament pain or arthritis, but also bath salts to help you relax, skincare products, holistic and natural, sourced right here in the United States. But also, what about your run-of-the-mill psychological issues that we all battle every day, like stress and anxiety? Verve Forever can help you with that too. How about diagnosis, PTSD? Maybe you have a kid with ADHD. You got to start them on the CBD. And if you haven't heard of it, if you're not familiar with how CBD works, go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now and educate yourself. Now, if you do business and you're rewarding us by supporting our sponsors, by switching, trashing the CBD company you're already doing business with, I don't know why you would be. They're not veteran owned. They're not Patriot owned. Come over to AmericaFirstOil.com and reward yourself with 50% off site-wide. Everything. And I'm telling you, no limitations on this. 50% off your entire order when you use the promo code VET50, VET50 at AmericaFirstOil.com. Verve Forever CBD, founded by Tim Klund, a veteran of the United States Air Force, who started the company to help his fellow veterans as he saw the suicides going way up. And boy, has it helped. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now. Reward yourself with 50% off using the promo code VET50 at AmericaFirstOil.com. I demand to know, actually. I really think that everybody should demand to know why in the world autopsies are not being performed in somebody who passes away post-vax. I mean, this stuff is, it's really starting to hit us. I'm just thinking about this, going back to the Brittany Galvin interview that we did. I mean, this is unprecedented. Yesterday in the VAERS deal, somebody adversely affected by the jab, demanding an autopsy be performed, and they're not being performed. I mean, whose rights are these? Isn't it your right to know how your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister, your daughter, your son, your loved one, your friend passed away? Is it not your right to know that? If they're not working on behalf of us, then who the hell are they working for? It's absolutely insane. It's Friday afternoon here on the Stu Peters Show, and so we are joined right now by our financial expert, Carlos Cortez Jr. He's a patriot. And if you're not doing business with a Patriot financial advisor, well, then you need to. Go to CortezWM.com and check out Cortez Wealth Management. You can call them in the office at any time. Also, hey, by the way, before I ask you this question here, Carlos, I just want to tell everybody, if you're doing business with somebody who works for, say, Thrivent, or somebody who works for Ameritrade, or, you know, one of these apps that you have here on the phone, or some big Royal Bank of whatever, or Bank of America, or some, you know, I mean, these people are all controlled by the Fed. The Fed is responding to what the Biden administration is doing, and the Biden administration is owned, bought, and paid for by China, the communists that want to take us over. So even if Ted or Julie, your financial advisor, are good people, they're working a career just like anybody else. They don't know. They don't have a choice but to be communists. And so if you're doing business with one of these people, I'm sorry to say it, but you're doing business with a communist. And so rather than doing that, you should work with an independent fiduciary like Carlos Cortez, who's a patriot, who's a father and a husband and a family man. He cares about our republic. We have conversations off the air all the time. We're brothers in Christ. And I think it's really important that everybody knows that. Carlos, I have a question for you. You've been getting a lot of phone calls and emails from listeners of our show who are coming over, who are seeing that, oh, I'm being jammed into this box over here by this guy or gal or whoever I'm working with. Over here, you can keep all my investments right here. You know what you're talking about with cryptocurrency, stocks, bonds, 401ks, self-employment, pension plans, retirement plans. You know, I mean, all these different things, these penalties, the things that people are facing on a daily basis. And you can then build a custom box around somebody else. So you're getting a lot of phone calls, particularly about retirements, and people don't know what they're doing. Fill us in.
Stu, thanks for having me. Man, I love Fridays. True story. We had a client. We're getting a ton of phone calls, and I love it. I dig it all up. I'm a geek. I love just helping problem solve, especially in the space that I'm very comfortable in, was in Social Security retirement and tax-free retirement and getting the IRS out of your pocketbook. I literally had a client. The reason why I was running late today, I had a client flying from Colorado to come see me just on America First Retirement Plan. And I did a plan for her. We ate at a beautiful rooftop lunch and here in downtown Tampa. And it was awesome. She's flying tomorrow back home. And that's the whole thing, Stu, is that someone acknowledged. She said, Carlos, I wasn't even looking for a financial advisor, but you said something the other day that struck me. And she said, I don't agree with my advisor politically, spiritually, religiously, from investment philosophy. And she kept on going on. She says, I just cannot fathom that if you don't believe this election is rigged, or if you don't believe that this jab has the RNA that will literally destroy someone's life, if you don't believe that, then that's going to translate into how you invest and what you typically invest in. And more importantly, Stu, is that when you have a discernment or a conviction, you always should invest with that. I know you're not supposed to invest with emotions. I'm not talking about emotions. I'm talking about flat out understanding that what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. And there's something called conscious funds. When you have conscious funds, people invest only in, you know, things that are green energy, or they don't invest in gambling or adult services or even alcohol. There's some conservative investors that only want that. Well, what I'm just trying to say is find a plan that's holistic, that will cater to not just you, but also what is to come. And what's scary is, too, is that the advisors, they're not studying this stuff. We don't get paid to study Social Security. So when you see these big box, financial services companies, they have shareholders. They have to understand that the client,
they have somebody
is
to answer
number
to.
Three.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's the company, the publicly traded shareholders, then the client. Well, with me being independent, I don't have any. I own my firm. My client is my boss. I do what's right for them because I care and truly love them. And the Bible says, do unto others as you do what? Unto you. So I make sure that I put my name on every recommendation, on every plan that it comes out of my mouth. And it's the right thing for them, not just for them, but for their generations to go. I'll tell you a quick story. I had a client that called me recently. She is with a big box advisor. We won't say their names. And then she listened to me the other day on one of our segments. Long story short, her advisor told her to take distributions out of her IRA before full retirement age. Stu, that actually put her over that $19,320 mark. And now she has to pay a 50% penalty on all her income after that $19,320. That advisor gave her that advice. So what do we do? Well, now I have to fix that mess. And I don't want anyone to do that. So I highly recommend turning on to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com to learn about solutions on how to pull money out before you become full retirement age, because Social Security will be a trap for many. And if you have a 401k and traditional IRA, do not touch those accounts and think you're going to be safe. The government has to pay for all these trillions and trillions of dollars they keep on printing. I have four kids. They want to give me $13,000, Stu. Who the heck is going to pay for $13,000 for everyone that has four kids? That is ridiculous. That's socialism. My kids are literally going to have negative checking accounts as soon as they graduate college.
Isn't it sick? I keep telling people that your finances, everything, if you can't talk to your financial advisor about politics, then you're doing business with the wrong financial advisor. If you can't talk to him about God, if you can't talk to him about your beliefs, your faith, your family, all these different things, why are you investing all of your money with these people? If you can't call your financial advisor on the phone and say, can you believe what this joke Biden just did, without having some sort of a political falling out or a relationship dwindling or falling by the wayside, then you are absolutely doing business with the wrong person. There's nothing more important than what you're going to leave for your kids, for crying out loud. Do business with somebody who cares about you. That's why you're the premier sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show. And we really appreciate you being here. We really do. Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. That's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and check him out. By the way, don't forget about my Proton Mail. Also, if you have a tip or a story or something that you want me to follow up on, StuPeters@ProtonMail.com. I'm also over at StuPeters.tv. All of the interviews that we do here every day can be found over at StuPeters.tv. Don't forget to subscribe to the Rumble channel. Just search Stu Peters Show. Find me in Telegram where I talk to you constantly. That's t.me/StuPeters. It is Friday, so we will unfortunately not see each other until Monday. Until then, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Folks, remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!